KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. Annette Spaulding Convey spent most of her 20s as a Roman Catholic nun. Now she's the mother of two and a poet, and she recently published a book about her experiences as a nun. It's called In Broken Latin. And this poem, Bonsai Nun, really caught my eye because I think it captures something not just about Catholicism, but about how still women are reshaping themselves to try to meet the expectations of a male gaze. So here's Annette Spaulding Convey introducing her poem, Bonsai Nun.
Many of the poems in my collection deal with the idea of women's bodies and how the Catholic Church, in my opinion, has demonized that, especially in the Middle Ages, where saints that have been, you know, held as examples for us to follow, especially for young women, actually disfigured themselves and starved themselves, all in the cause of holiness. Bonsai Nun. It can happen when a god loves you too much. He answers prayers with a simple slate tray, a pair of gin pliers, then whispers something about sweet curvature of soul. What you take for love pinches is really his tiny pruning of everything that might end in a forked twig or red fruit. Ask Eve. She'll tell you about life after the fiasco, when Adam wouldn't stop obsessing over the tree, how he gave her wire, a trunk splitter, wanted her body a semi-cascade in a glazed taconame pot. Most gods don't crave an elongated neck, stunted feet. They want a certain bend as you kneel on your prie-dieu. They count your leaves like a rosary, say, gazing on your arch-like ribs. Ask Eve about the scoliosis and the osteoporosis. She'll tell you she's glad she can't look at the sky. The ripest apples for pie are always somewhere in the dirt.
That's Annette Spaulding Convey reading her poem Bonsai Nun from her collection In Broken Latin. You can find the text of that poem at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword bonsai. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.